This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history rose. Dynamic banter.
until we have our pudding cups. Seven.
What's it about?
What
does it say about us?
What's in it for me? What's in it for me? You should always ask yourself what's in it for me when you're doing things like that. When you're losing your mind with your good friends.
What's in it for me?
You should find out what's in it for you.
Welcome back to What's In It For Me.
Welcome back to What's In It For You.
A show where we dig deep and we find out what's in it for you. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Mike. You ever order something at the restaurant and you're like, all right, yeah, and let me get I'll get a large number two, and what's in it for me?
And we know what you're getting out of it.
We know what you're getting out
of it. I tell you to make a large number two.
You're getting paid for that.
I suppose the thing you order is what's in it for you. And Mike, that's an important life lesson, I think.
Mike, I was sick.
Yeah.
Toys are fun, aren't they?
Yeah. Yes. I wish I could live in a different... If there was only a way to do this...
Different differently.
In two separate places.
Can we do this differently, Your Honor?
I would change seven things about this moment.
Your Honor, it was that episode where I asked if there was a way we could change this.
Dude, this is like when we're in court because I murdered you.
Right.
And they're like, this was a heinous crime. And I'm like, I hear what you're saying, but if you could just watch this part.
Just watch these clips. Yeah. Please watch these clips of him driving me fucking crazy.
Your Honor, my client was up late last night making a compilation to music of a bunch of times he was upset.
Your Honor, this man emotionally broke my brain.
Seven.
Anyway, so I was kind of sick.
Not to bring back old memories.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're sick, you're like, I need all the things that are going to make me feel better. So you go like, what do I got here? What do I got in the old medicine
Price is Right
cabinet?
Jerking off.
Oh, yeah.
Tea.
Tea. Water.
Water. An integral part of tea.
Maybe orange juice.
Orange juice.
Something. Some kind of juice. Maybe a Gatorade.
No? An IV bag of Gatorade.
What is that, a children's drink? Is Gatorade a drink for children?
Not as much of a children's drink as you would argue Pedialyte to
be. That's true. Because Pedialyte is baby drink.
Baby drink. Pre-children drink.
Yeah. I've drank Pedialyte. There's a Pedialyte like extreme. This ain't your baby's Pedialyte.
It's a baby, but it's like in a half pipe. It has a little helmet on.
Yeah. He's on a skateboard.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater, but there's it's a little baby.
There's one that's snowboarding and it's a little baby.
Yeah, that's tight.
You know, sure, I'll drink Pedialyte. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I'll drink Gatorade. It's a children's drink.
You were saying what's Pedialyte's important.
Pedialyte's a baby's drink.
It's a baby's. And sometimes babies got a drink. I had a terrible drinking problem when I was a baby.
Yeah. I just chugged Dimetapp all day.
Yeah. My mom thought it was a bar called daycare, but she thought it was a daycare center.
But the bar was called daycare.
It was a bar called daycare.
It was deceiving because there was a baby. There's a neon sign with a baby on it.
Yeah.
But you couldn't see. What you couldn't see was that at night they'd turn it on and it was like a
bar
baby.
And grill. Yeah. Yeah. And it says bar and grill, but you can't see it during the day. And I grew up there for 7 years.
Yeah, boys and girls could eat there. Bars and grill.
That's what the bathroom signs say.
Bar and grill. Bar, grill. So, dude, so I was like, you know, I was looking around. Sometimes when you're sick, you're like, I'm going to see what's new in the medicine world. You ever do that?
No.
Sometimes.
Not unless I'm real sick. Like hospital sick.
We live in a time where we can have a slice of pizza pie delivered right to your door.
Yeah, you're right.
And
what a new and exciting time.
Well, it blows my mind, Mike. It makes me crazy thinking about how today's technology is really something.
I could see how that would drive you.
It drives me crazy. Absolutely. Bonkers.
Out of my mind.
Yeah, man. I get angry. But let's get some room tone.
And hold for tone. Seven.
Everyone the funny people love to do a little sound during a room tone moment. Yeah. Funny people love it.
Yeah.
It's their favorite moment.
Oh boy. Little pet peeve.
Dude, yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
And it also, another version of that is in the movie theater. I had a movie theater experience last night where there were a lot of friends in the audience. So it was like, you got to take every opportunity to throw out a zinger, make your boys laugh.
Yeah, back of the class type shit.
Yeah, exactly. And but you got to wait for like the right moment. And
in the movie or in the preview?
Well, yeah, cool, because like the movie's about to start, right? Yeah. And then there's that moment where it's like the last trailer plays and then it goes dark and then there's no sound.
This
for like
is
a
your
second.
Your last chance to be
yeah,
rude.
Yeah, it's your last. And it's the same energy as the we need room tone so can everyone be quiet. Yeah. For those of you that don't know what we're talking about, when you're making a film production, a video production, sometimes.
Something we do after every podcast.
Absolutely, because we get, there's a room tone track under every episode of this show.
Yeah.
If you could split it into tracks, you could find the room tone track in there.
Dynamic banter room tone. That's the next vinyl that's coming.
The importance of... Dude, that, imagine if we released an album called Room Tone and every track is just a different room. This is, it's called My Bathroom. Yeah. My Living Room.
This is called... this is called...
You're like a, someone clearing their throat.
Hold on, the next one's coming on.
Hang on, this one's my favorite. It's called Basement. There's a little drip in there.
Yeah.
But man, that'd be so funny. Let's do it. Let's release an album called Room Tone.
Yeah.
What was I saying? Oh, so like in film and television production, in video production, you know, the video isn't the most important thing. I mean, it is one of the most important things, obviously, but audio is so important.
Yeah.
And good audio can make or break something.
Yeah.
So when you're filming, this is a little tip for you kids that are out there with your daddy's camera and you're putting popsicle sticks on the fence and you're drawing little faces on them.
Dude, I love a good thing that starts out like ultra relatable.
It's like absolutely.
When you're out there with you in the cold with your daddy's camera, kissing alligators out of your mouth.
Yeah, making alligator films with your buddies. Making alligator films with your dad's friends. Secret gator films. Secret gator movies your mom don't know about.
A great avenue.
So what I'm saying is like if you're gonna make a movie, you know, you can make a movie on your iPhone.
And you should.
It's important that when you're shooting in different locations, you get the room tone, which is the audio track that is literally just the silence in the area you were shooting in.
Yeah.
Because it will naturally sound like when you're editing. That like there isn't any audio editing at all.
Yeah, it's nice.
And the room tone, the audio of the area that they're in, just being quiet and silent, really helps cover up like audio ooh-oohs.
Yeah. And we don't care about anything more here on Dynamic Banter
than audio ooh-oohs. This show could be a masterclass in how not to produce content for an audience.
Yeah.
Dude, from all aspects.
Yes.
360.
Yeah.
Titles of the things. Description.
How not to engage an audience.
What do we do that's good and what do we do that's bad?
We're funny.
We're consistent.
We're consistently funny.
Subjective.
Sure. I guess that is subjective. But we are funny.
Yes.
So maybe...
There's a baseline of tolerable humor.
Yeah. It's funny.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not funny.
Yeah, it's like, but like, and that's, you know, a great point.
Sometimes life is not funny, Your Honor.
Amazing. Nice. Yeah, you know what? We are funny.
Yeah, we're funny and we're good at what we do.
Just do it with your mouth. I remember spaceship sound.
So anyway, room tone's important. So there's the joke. Now you're in on the joke.
Okay. Now you're in on that thing we said a long time ago.
Yeah, that we laughed a lot about. And we were talking because room tone.
Yeah, now it would be a good time to stop the podcast and start listening to it from
and
the beginning.
And then you'll be like, well, I already know. Oh, yeah, I know what room tone is.
And then come back to about 1350. Just come back at 14 to be safe, and we'll give you 5 seconds to catch up.
Dude, and so you can imagine comedians being in the room when they're like, okay, everybody, because sometimes you're on a set.
Yeah.
And the crew is like 7 people all the way up to 50 to 100 if you're on a huge production.
Yeah.
So, like, sometimes you have, like, 50 people in a tiny set.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, everybody, can we please be quiet? We need to get room tone.
And then we're out of here.
And then we're out of here.
Yeah.
And it's been a long day.
12 hours.
And some jackass has to do something.
Yeah. I'll do one I've heard before.
Right. Okay, here we go. Okay, hey, everybody. So. Yeah. Okay.
No, Kevin, you do it. Oh, you're the director. All
right, everybody, we got to get room tone. We're going to need about a minute of it. All right, ready?
Oh, a minute. Okay, everybody quiet. Shh. Quiet. Everybody.
We'll get it now.
You son of
a bitch. Just kidding, guys.
That's
good. Anyway, let's go. Let's end strong.
Okay.
All right, ready and quiet.
Okay, can we get Mike and Steve out of the room? For room tone.
Let's just hear how the room sounds without Mike and Steve.
Anyway, so I was searching for the latest medical technology using our future utilizations, Mike. Our parents walked 40 miles through the snow.
So we can run 40 miles. So that
we could order...
Yeah.
Weed right to our door.
That's what they wanted.
For sure. Like, yeah. We don't get to own houses. We don't get to, like, have a big family.
Because we order cheesecake at 3 o'clock in the morning to our house.
Not because, but instead of owning a home,
yeah.
We get computers in our hands.
Yeah.
That give us whatever we want at any moment. So we get
so
to
we
trade.
Don't need an upstairs.
We can't. Yeah, we can't have it because they really ruin the economy.
Is there an option to trade my phone for a house?
Probably not, because we've already. What happened is we won the geographical and genetic lotteries in some ways.
Clearly,
because we got to be in a place that is like wonderful.
Sure.
And we are privileged to be living here.
Yes.
And so that's like a huge lottery win, life yes. lottery win. God and bless then America. The genetic one isn't necessarily the one you think it is.
We could jump the highest out of all the members of our family.
We're a little funnier than the prettiest member of our family.
That's true.
At the very least. So we have like the genetic. Are you funnier than the prettiest person in your family?
That's a very interesting and very tough question.
Right? I think I am. Because pretty people rely on their prettiness when they're younger to, like, get the ooh. And funny people rely on the funny to get their ooh.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I don't think there's anyone in my entire family, and this extends.
Uh-oh. That's pretty?
No. I was talking about, like, my genetic. Okay. You can't marry into genetics. That used... They're pretty to get
ahead.
Yeah.
In some way.
Like, there are attractive members of my family.
Yeah.
But no one. I'm sure they got drinks.
But like, one. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what. So like, okay, so the unconscious version of that.
Yeah.
Is you receive privilege from the outside world for being like attractive.
Yeah.
But it isn't necessarily something you're taking advantage of.
Sure.
Like, when we were, like, forming our senses of humor, we mm-hmm. didn't realize
until we were older
that we could have just been attractive. Yeah. But no, we didn't realize until we were older that we were using our sense of humor to, like, subconsciously, like, get stuff.
Yeah.
Like, stop people from kicking us in the nuts because yeah. we were funnier than them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
start girls from kissing us.
Exactly. And then get girls to be like, whoa, that guy's funny. And we yeah. didn't realize that we were using that.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. did you ever hear growing up, I remember on TV and in like dating shows and stuff
What's
like that.
TV?
TV is like the radio, but brighter. Let's go to a clip.
So it's like the radio.
So it's like they would always say when you say what are you looking for in whatever, that no one would ever say looks because
right.
of how shallow you come off.
Right, right.
And people are self-aware enough to be like, well, I can't say looks.
But we just do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the next thing that everyone would say, like, top priority is sense of humor.
Yeah.
And I remember being, like, 13 and being like, thank God.
Right? Dude, even
thank
now.
Thank goodness.
Even now, it's like, sense of humor seems to be really on top. Like, if you've got a good sense of humor,
yeah.
then you're easy to hang out with. You're yeah. easy to have fun with. You know,
There's more to it than that, obviously. But what makes A Sense of Humor so attractive, I think, is because it's like people are tense and working all day and tired.
And you
got to
spend the rest of your life with that person.
Exactly. You want to laugh.
You want someone that is going to make you smile.
Yeah.
I want to meet, because you know they're fucking out there. I want to meet the person who's like, Sense of Humor isn't very...
I know, right? It's important, not important to me. Yeah.
I
think those are teenaged people.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm thinking like older people who just like, I need you to impregnate me and have a good job.
Yeah, the people that are kind of desperate for a regular life.
Yeah, but I'm thinking what other set of circumstances would be totally okay for the other person to not have a sense of humor.
And then there are people who are
straight up not funny at all.
Yeah.
But in the context of like them and their partner, it's enjoyable.
Right. Or like they're funny when they're not trying to be funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And that works too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it works. It works just as well as a really funny person.
Yeah.
But man, do you appreciate a witty, funny person around you?
Zoya used to be real. I used to tell her all the time, I'm like, you're so much funnier when you're not trying, because your honesty is what makes you funny.
Yeah.
And now it's gotten to the point where she could try to be funny and be funny.
See, that's good. That's good. Because then you...
It is a learned skill. Being a comedian isn't something... No. I think there are things that you're born with that help you a lot.
Yeah.
But you can learn how to be a comedian.
Yeah, because there's like, you look at, you're like, man, I've got that uncle that's so funny. That guy could have been a fucking comedian because he's so funny.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, maybe... Because it's like, just because they're funny in a familial, like, in your world way, doesn't mean that translates to a stage.
Yeah, think about them doing what they do with your family in the middle of the mall.
Right.
Is it still funny?
Right. Do you think strangers would think it was funny?
Yeah.
Because does it need the context of years and years of, like, knowing this guy?
Yeah.
And knowing their idiosyncrasies.
Dude, I think that's been my favorite. That's the audio representation of idiosyncrasy. My favorite thing about moving to Los Angeles and doing comedy has been the ability to like make strangers laugh.
Yeah,
and
dude.
Like different groups of strangers from all over the country.
Dude.
And like going in there and them being like, I literally don't know anything about you.
Yeah.
Like it's much easier when people come to your show because they know you from the podcast or like whatever, TV. They're like so excited to see you. But when they don't know who you are at all,
dude,
and you could like 100%. Make that room full of people blow up, that's crazy.
My favorite example of that is when like a friend brings someone who doesn't know who you are to like a show.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, the friend is like, yo, you're so funny. Like, I never even, like, my friend just brought me to this.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know. And like, oh my God, like, I'm going to follow you on the things. And like, I'm going to listen to your show now.
Yeah.
Like, that's the best. Because it's like, oh man, that's someone who like just didn't even know we were doing this.
Dude, what a gamble.
Right.
What a gamble
it's
to be,
always a gamble.
to be able to do whatever you want with your night. But you go to something because your friend said that there were
like,
funny
let's
people.
Like, let's go. I promise you'll have a good time. Yeah.
And then there's like a pressure. Like,
totally.
Like, I know what I think is funny. I think some of the things I think my friends think are funny. But now I have to sit there and they're like.
Yeah. And you only get a few of those with your friends before they're like, yo, we're not going to like, you think different shit's funny.
Yeah.
So I'm going to split.
We have different senses of humor.
Like, and you can't abuse that. You have to be like, I really know that this friend is going to like this.
I want to talk to a person that drags somebody to our shows and they didn't have a good time.
Dude, don't you remember there were SourceFed days where there were like young fans that like shouldn't be fans of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And when they would come to our shows, their parents would be with them. And... like, that doesn't happen anymore because our audience isn't that young anymore.
Yeah, I don't think I was even on SourceFed at that time.
There was always a young audience.
Sure, yeah.
So, like, you totally could have encountered this.
Yeah.
But we encountered this, like, in the early days when we would go to, like, VidCon and shit because parents were bringing their kids to these fucking things.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Like when they take them to a Kids Bop concert or some shit.
It's the same thing, only these guys.
Same thing, dude. Yeah. Except now you have to, like, see them in front of your face and, like, pretend that you like them. Like, because, dude, imagine if these dads had to, like, meet the Kids Bop kids. Oh, there's the one, huh? You're the ones that are singing in my ear every time I drive them to school. Yeah.
I'll be over here. I'll take the picture, and then we'll drive home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, like, we would get parents that were, like, the kid was, like, so excited to meet us. And then I'd instantly go to the parent and be like, what'd you think? Did you have a good time? And sometimes he'd be like, well, you know, it's not for me. Yeah, but not my thing. She loves you guys.
Yeah.
She really loves you guys.
Right, right.
And then there'd be the parent that was like, I loved it. You guys are great. You're my favorite. Like, you were really good.
Yeah.
And then there's the parents that are, like, standing 10 feet away.
Yeah.
They're keeping a real close eye.
Everybody's jacket is over their arm.
Yeah, and they're like, and I'm like, oh, is that dad? That's dad?
Yeah.
He's, yeah, that's my dad. And he goes, okay. Like, doesn't even walk over.
Yeah, yeah.
Has nothing to say to us.
And respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like respect sitting through a Kids Bop concert.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't understand this. I don't know what this is. My kids love it, so I'm going to sit through it.
Yeah. Dude, just thinking about all the people that I don't like.
Yeah.
That you have to interact with at a big conference.
Right.
Like a VidCon or a Playlist.
Right.
And it is funny. It's too many people for completely civilized energy.
Yeah, for sure. Prosper. For sure.
Because it's like the creators don't all like each other.
Right.
And then the parents are like, what the fuck are we doing here?
What a mishmash of.
And it's very interesting.
Dude. And then the creators are like, I don't get it either. Like, you relate to the parents that are like with the kids that are freaking out about.
Yeah.
These handsome British kids.
Yeah. Dude, that was before it was like a machine.
Yeah.
You know, and there was a time where it was like everything that everybody was doing was just like them doing something from their room.
Right. Exactly.
And then like the industry got hip to it.
Yeah.
Room tone.
And then bought studios and shit.
Yeah. And then they started like manufacturing like personalities and stuff like that.
Let's build this studio into, it's a standing set. That's your bedroom.
Yeah. Dude, that's why everybody goes horny over TikTok people.
Yeah.
It's because it's like sometimes it seems like the more crude your shit is, it's like, well, anybody could do this and this is funny.
Right.
So it's more like you meet more nuanced people that share your sense of
humor. They're just in their pajamas sitting in their bed and they've got 1.2 million views.
Yeah. It's not a room full of people being like, maybe kids would think this is funny.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not even like a well set up shot. Half the time.
Yeah. Just people literally holding their phones.
Yeah, shaking or like getting the worst shots ever.
Yeah.
So anyway, technology has allowed us to browse apps. And when you're sick, the last thing you want to do is make a run to Rite Aid or whatever and be like, give me bugs and tissues and shit. And especially now when you could spread a deadly disease.
Disease.
Seven.
Dozing.
So, I was browsing through the, there's an app where you can get stuff from, like, CVS delivered to you. And
Tijuana.
From TJ.
Yeah.
So I got this real experimental shit. I'm talking, like, needle drugs.
They call it new colds. Vicodin.
Yeah, it's the new flu crew. So anyway, I found this thing. You remember Vicks?
Yes.
And this is a non-spawn.
Of course.
I have to say, legally.
The weirdest church ever. And he did say,
Woo, yeah, dig it. The whole crowd says it.
Yeah.
So, Vicks, man. Vicks is so good. I remember when I was a little baby boy.
Yeah, Vicks Vapor.
My mama would get a smudge. a dollop of Vicks in her middle finger.
Put it right in you.
Rub it right under my nose.
Did you ever do the mug thing where you heat it up in a mug?
What?
You put a swab in a mug and heat it up for like a minute and then you just...
Breathe the fumes? Wow, I never did that. I never did that.
No, we had chest dollop and nose dollop.
We had the chest dollop.
Yeah.
And the chest dollop was the same as the nose dollop. It just came in that little tub and it was like... You put a little under the nose when you're real sick.
Yeah.
But you put it on the chest and it feels like your whole body like absorbed it.
Yeah.
And it went into your lungs.
It went into your heart first, then your heart tells your brain how to feel.
And the fact that it went into our heart and it was from the 80s has me real concerned.
Uh-huh. But if it's still around, it should be all right.
Cause of death, Vicks.
Too much Vicks.
The first edition of Vicks.
You OD'd on Vicks, which was just gasoline.
Yo, that early Vicks just hit different.
Vicks and Tussin.
Yeah. So anyway, and I haven't used that shit since I was a baby booey. Like, you know, because it also had like an annoying... Like, did you ever feel annoyed by Vicks?
Yeah, that's why the mug was great.
Right? Because it's on your nose and you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's all...
It's all you smell for a long time.
Yeah, it's all you eucalyptus smell leaves. And you're like... You rub it off your nose and then your hand kind of burns a little bit because it's like... It's a menthol! if I had the choice... if I had the choice... I'm not going to pick it.
Yeah.
You know, and whatever. It wasn't really medicinal. It wasn't medicated. It was just like, it was like a menthol.
It provided like
a relief. It just provided a relief to your sinuses. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't actually medicinal. Unless it had like, you know, some herbal shit in it or whatever. But anyway, it's not my first choice as an adult. But a friend of mine suggested these things called... Vicks inhalers.
Whoa.
Dude. You know about this, Kevin?
That's how you posted about it.
Ooh, dude. Oh, mama mia. I'm in heaven all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You got it.
It looks like a chapstick.
Yeah. And you put it...
Vapo inhaler. Uh-huh. All you do...
Yeah.
You give her a twist.
Whoa. Oh.
Oh.
So if you were at all apprehensive in the 80s about putting a little dollop of stuff near you, near the inside of you, you're going to love shooting it right in your brain.
Dude, right up in your brain. If the chemicals are the same and they're killing us slowly like everything in the 80s did.
If the chemicals fit.
It says, caution, do not use.
At all for any reason, not even emergency.
God, it's so good. But it's literally like a hit of Vicks. Yeah.
So it's the same shit.
It's the same shit.
It's up in you.
And it's non-medicated, so you can just... you can hit it whatever you want, you know?
Sure.
It says, do not use Vicks Vapor Inhaler if you are allergic to any kind of its ingredients.
Okay. Did you read those?
No. But I feel great. And I love it. And it's... dude, if I'm feeling like... I just give this a little... And then, dude, it's fucking magic.
That's nice.
I highly recommend it.
That's nice.
And right now I'm like effervescent, dude. Like my whole nasal tract
is like winter inside.
Winter, yeah.
Yeah.
My boogers are skiing in there.
And that's what you want.
They're going, woo! Some of them are doing cocaine in there.
Cocaine!
Cocaine! Cocaine!
Kevin loves it. Dude, Kevin's at like a EDM concert right now.
Hang on, guys. Let me suck up all the bad energy in here. Is that okay? Hang on.
I'm going to take a second to just kind of suck up all the bad energy and breathe in the effervescence and breathe out the negativity.
Like, watch this.
He's
going to
suck it up.
I'm going to suck up all the bad vibes in here. Watch. All right. Now it's time for some...
Kirby. Kirby doing vibes.
Kirby.
Like a fucking demon. Neil Gosch is in the house on the ones and twos. Fucking ripping it.
Oh, heavens. Heavens to Betsy.
Neil Gosch is about to give me a fucking rock hard erection.
Neil Gosch.
This is a fuck song.
This is one of them fuck songs.
Oh, twisty. He's gonna try it. Do it. I'm gonna try
really?
It.
I think that's bad.
Yeah, maybe.
I want to, but I'm not.
But nostrils are, well, whatever.
I think it's bad.
You wanna get sick by 3 o'clock today?
Put that thing in here.
You want to get sick an hour after trying your friend's Vicks inhaler?
You want to try medicine and get sick?
Guys, I want to thank HeadGum. I want to thank Liam. I want to thank Liam Neeson. I want to thank Lisa. Scream. I want to thank Kevin. I want to thank the folks at home, the patrons, the patron saints.
Kevin, the patron saint of Kevin. Kevin,
thank the folks at home, the patrons, the patron saints. I want to thank Kevin. I want to thank the folks at home, the patrons. Patron saints. I want to thank Kevin. I want to thank the folks at home, the patrons, the patrons. Guys, we love honey from the honeybees, and we love honey on the internet. How do you feel when you find
it? It wasn't my thing, but
how do you feel when you
Cindy
find,
really liked
when
it.
You find a deal? Mike, how do you feel when you find a deal on the internet?
I feel good I when feel I find good a deal on the
me
internet.
Me too, and thanks to Honey. Manually searching for deals and coupon codes is a thing of the past! You know why it's a thing of the past? Because Honey's a free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Here's how it works. Imagine this. Close your eyes. Please. Please! Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites. When you check out, the Honey button appears, and all you have to do is click Apply Coupons. Then you wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site. And if Honey finds a working coupon, you guess what? If Honey finds a working coupon, guess what? You're gonna watch the prices drop.
Prices drop.
Those are the prices.
They're dropping. They're dropping.
Oh, you got your helmet on.
Hi. Those prices are dropping. I love seeing prices drop.
Heads up.
Uh-oh, those prices came back up. Better clean those up. Mike, you bought memory cards recently. You know?
That's
don't
right.
Don't you know? You bought memory cards recently and used Honey to get a discount.
Yes.
Did it feel good?
Yes.
Me too. And Honey doesn't just work on desktops, guys. You're like, this sounds like computer stuff. Guess what? It works on your phone too. You just activate it on Safari on your phone and save on the go. And if you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out. And by getting it, you're doing yourself a solid. Kevin's having a great time. And you support the show. So, get PayPal Honey for free at joinhoney.com/banter. That's joinhoney.com/banter. That's joinhoney.com/banter.
You're going to like the way you look.
Is that what a hurricane sounds like?
That's us going back and redoing the last 5 minutes.
Going back and recording a new moment.
Yeah.
Thank you, Honey. Hey guys, you know we've talked about stamps.com and the new year. We're in the new year now, and it definitely doesn't even mean, and it doesn't even mean that's the end of the holiday rush. It's a great time to set up for a year of success by saving money and being more efficient. January means dealing with customer emails, returns, gift card purchases, and the inevitable increase in postage costs. Well, Stamps.com has teamed up with the post office to get you huge mailing and shipping discounts up to 86% off. Hey, it's a new year no-brainer for small businesses. You can print your own postage right from home or office within minutes of signing up, and never stress about finding the fastest and cheapest shipping solutions. Stamps.com! It does it for you automatically, guys. A one-stop shop for all your shipping and mailing needs. It's a one-stop shop.
What kind of shop is it?
This is a two-stop shop? Absolutely not. It's your one-stop shop. Because for more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. You get access to the USPS and UPS service.
What is a two-stop shop?
Seven.
You can use Stamps.com to print postage wherever you do business. All you need is a computer and a printer. And they even send you a free scale, so you have everything you need to get started. If you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it through your Stamps.com dashboard. And if you sell products online, Stamps.com seamlessly connects with every major marketplace and shopping cart. So why don't you start the new year by saving serious money on mailing and shipping. Get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code BANTER for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. There's no long-term commitments or contracts. You just go to Stamps.com. You click the microphone at the top of the page, and you enter the code BANTER. BANTER, you doof. No one does this. No one does it. No one drinks like that. Oh!
drowning in the internet.
Oh,
God.
Thank you, Stamps. We're almost there, baby. Rocket money! Today is the final day of our restitution. We will be freed from our prisons and rain down our terror on the United States. Guys, Rocket Money 2023.
It can't be part of it. I think we can all agree.
That's here in the script.
I think we'd all agree. That
it's in the
app. Part of it.
It's in the script for Rocket Money.
I think we could come to one agreement.
Guys, I'll tell you. If your New Year's goals are to manage your budget better and save money, well, then you need Rocket Money. Say goodbye to last year's outdated, disorganized methods of managing your money and say hello to Rocket Money, the better way to hack your finances in 2023. And what do we mean by that? Well, Rocket Money was formerly known as Truebill and is a personal... It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions.
That's not a VIX thing. That's not related.
It monitors your spending and it helps you lower your bills all in one place. And over 80% of people have subscriptions they forget about. Like that streaming service that you bought to watch one show and now it's over. You've seen them all! You've just not canceled it! And you can stop paying for the ones that you don't want! Because Rocket Money quickly and easily identifies your subscriptions for you. Rocket Money quickly and easily identifies your subscriptions for you so you can stop paying for the ones you don't want. Isn't that great? I love it. Rocket Money and over 3 million people have used Rocket Money, saving the average person up to $720 a year. Hell yeah, dog. 720, go blaze it. Hey, listen, here's the deal. Stop throwing your money away. Stop throwing your money away and cancel unwanted subscriptions. And manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/banter. That's rocketmoney.com/banter. rocketmoney.com/banter. And you're like, what? I said rocketmoney.com/banter. Thank you, Rocket Money.
Okay, well.
And thank you, Neil Ghosh. What'd you just say?
Let's review.
I'd like to say a couple things. One, this Friday, the 13th, I'll be doing stand-up for about an hour. Live at the Blossom Market. I think it's in San Gabriel. There's only about 40 tickets left to the room, and I'm going to try out a bunch of new stuff. So watch me try out a bunch of new stuff. It's going to be super fun. Kevin just stole my collectible. Well, Kevin, it's going to be a really fun time. The guys running the show are great as well. And then on the 3rd, fucked up that date. And then on the 3rd of next month is the first Friday. Come to the surrounded shows. The first one's booked right now, and as of right now, Adam Ray is going to be there, and he's super funny. He's on Young Rock. He's been funny. He's been in actually a thousand things recently. And then a bunch of dates in between, and you can go to my Instagram, and I usually post about all of them in my stories. Ooh. And on MikeFalzone.com, I'll be filling that out. And a bunch of fun stand-up things coming up, including some huge news about March 24th. If you're anywhere in the Los Angeles area around March 24th, which is a Friday night, please keep your schedules clear. It's going to be big news and huge news. Thank you. See you Friday. I'll be at third wheel. So the 19th.
That's really cool, man. I need you to tell me what that news is after the show.
Boulevard? I'll tell you right now.
Okay, what is it?
The Surrounded show?
Yeah.
Is going to be in the main room at the Improv.
Mike! Yeah. All that motherfucking hard work!
So I need 150 people.
Let's do it.
To show up.
Let's do it. Yes. We're going to save the rec room. We're going to save the skate park.
Damn the empire.
We're going to put, you know what? Big business wants to build a mall on top of the Carly
mall. Store. It's true. They're putting a second Grove on top of the comedy.
We're going
to have a big, on top of the Improv.
We're going to have a dance-off competition to raise money.
Yeah. Socks Jack only. Fun. Covered in water.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna
be great. That's fucking so cool.
Yeah.
That's huge, man.
It's going to be great.
I'm really excited about that. That's awesome.
Need you guys to come out or Hollywood will silence me forever.
Come on, guys. Come on.
So, yeah.
Come on, guys. Time to step up.
Come on, guys. Come on, guys.
Come on, guys. Come on, guys.
I'd like to put two things in clear and present view right now. First of all, come on.
Come on, guys.
And who am I talking to, guys? Oh, fuck. Man. Today was a lot.
History! History.
Maria Chambers.
Maria's Chambers. One time I went to Maria's Chambers and I had a new little friend down by my genitals.
Maria's Chambers is where you go to lie with one in the biblical sense.
That's right. God bless. Maria's Chambers. Here we go. Oh! Maria says, this is a history road, no hair dog. Turn around. You can't walk for the rest of the show. You're in trouble. Hi, friends. Maria says, I'm a born buoy girl from Utah. I hope your new year is going good so far. Yeah. I haven't thought about it, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was.
Maria Chambers says, I hope your new year is good. I was looking up hypoallergenic dog breeds the other day and saw a name I couldn't pronounce. It's a breed of hairless dog called, oh wow. Let me dive right in and see if I can do this.
Make the computer do it.
Zoloids chewing tea leaves.
Chewing tea leaves?
chewing tea leaves.
Zoya's chewing tea leaves?
Zoloitskinbay.
What?
That was close.
Why don't they make...
Zoloitskinbay.
Why doesn't the Apple one sound like a person, but the TikTok one right? sound like a person?
No, you gotta watch the videos.
It's a Mexican... Oh, okay, all right.
Hairless Mexican dog.
Oh, I looked up this pronunciation and found this gem of a video. Hope it makes you giggle. I've attached a picture of what the dog breed looks like just for fun. It's kind of a nightmare.
We are looking at how to pronounce this name, as well as how to say more interesting but often confusing dog breed names that many get wrong, so make sure to stay tuned to the channel.
Dude, one
a breed
guy.
Of hairless dog. Zoloitskinbay. Zoloitskinbay, or nicknamed as Zoloitskinbay. Hairless dog. Zoloitskinbay. Zoloitskinbay, or nicknamed as simply hairless dog. Zoloitskinbay.
Fun.
All right.
That's a lot of fun.
Zoloitskinbay.
Cholo.
Hey, what kind of dog is that? Zoloitskinbay. Oh, yeah. Real quick. That's
this
a,
dog is like.
Winkly.
Wow.
Zoloitskinbay.
Dude, I feel like that guy's in me.
Zoloitskinbay. Zoloitskinbay.
Zoloitskinbay.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.